Hey, this is Naroki 5. I am putting this before this particular video. Do not contact the people being mentioned in this video. Various reasons. In no way do I endorse the harassment, threats, or any other threatening activity being directed towards this individual. Laugh at them from afar. Enjoy the article, but yeah, don't contact or harass this person. Thank you very much. You know, it's not very often that I get a twofer, as in somebody posts up something so absolutely and utterly ridiculous that you're able to actually glean two different YouTube videos on the same article. But this is literally what happened. The first one I did was of the MIT Tech Review on the Manosphere done by Tanya Basu. That one was bad enough, but at least there was an attempt to obfuscate the evidence and to make it look legitimate. This person, probably because this person is just like a Redditor and not somebody who's actually a journalist, this person just didn't try. He posted it up at the Against Hate subreddit. Name is DubTDub. I'm going to say this right away because I know one of you is going to go, why didn't you go over and post it up and challenge him? First of all, the Against Hate subreddit, the people on that subreddit are the same people that won't believe that Biden stole the election. So if you're thinking that me posting this up in the Against Hate subreddit is going to actually change anybody's mind there, you're wrong. What I'm doing is I'm giving you guys the information. And I'm also going to say, like, if you don't contact, don't harass, don't threaten, don't interact with DubTDub. If I'm right about this guy, he will probably try to play the victim card. I mean, I have dealt with an individual like this before, and this is probably where I'm going to start with this guy. First of all, his profile, he openly says he's an SJW shill. Right there, that I'm amazed at how individuals like this literally defeat their legitimacy with the people in the middle by doing stuff like this straight out and hoping that nobody's going to fact check. But then again, I don't think DubTDub was counting on a fact check, and he probably would have gotten away with it too had somebody not gone and posted this up at a MGTOW group on Facebook. But again, the name of the post, and this is a really interesting name, and it's one that I think you're gonna want to remember. r/MGTOW is not just a misogynistic hate subreddit, it is also a neo-Nazi haven. Here are 50 plus incidences of people posting up anti-Semitic hate or targeting Jewish people. That's the post. I was like, okay, I have already dealt with an individual like this. In fact, I just finished doing a video and posting it up less than a month ago, who attempted to do the same thing. Cherry picked posts, posted them up. And of course, I mean, at least this guy, you could respond to him if you wanted to. I don't think he would listen, but I mean, at least this guy, first guy, you couldn't do that. I'm going to say a couple of things about the MGTOW subreddits. One, a subreddit with probably somewhere between around potentially as many as 300,000 people in it is going to have a few bad apples. There's no getting around that. I mean, I will also point out that the Against subreddit post, and I went through their posts, it's all SJW stuff. It's all targeted against people on our side of the fence. They specifically and knowingly, I'm guessing, ignored pink pill feminism, which was probably the one misandric subreddits that I've ever encountered. The whole thing around This one is what I thought. I was like, oh God, I gotta go through 50 goddamn posts and get them all. I mean, I thought this was going to be a very difficult thing. This, I mean, I have done this myself where I've had to machine gun SJWs into shutting up. Now, this is the reverse. This guy was just hoping that the massive preponderance of evidence was going to just simply make him right. And of course, having people say fall for the big lie instead of the little one. The only problem was is that I don't think he was counting on somebody to take this post and post it up at a MGTOW subreddit, at a MGTOW group on Facebook to allow it for easy takedown. And this guy was probably also hoping that I was going, that we were, MGTOW were going to be too dejected or too overwhelmed by the monstrous task in front of them to tear this down, that they weren't going to attempt to do it. Unfortunately for him, I happen to have the kind of job that enables me to do exactly that, and I had the time to do it, so I did. I figured this was going to be a monster task, you know, but I've had to do takedowns like this before, twice as a matter of fact, both times, and which is why I didn't shy away from it, because I mean, I knew from the first one and from the couple that I had done before that once you pierce the initial barrier and you start sorting through the evidence, a lot of it is just not there. There's no substance behind it. And a lot of it just, it all just kind of falls apart fairly quickly. And you actually start to see the repeating pattern here. So here's what I did. I also, it's also very clear that Dub-T-Dub just simply went in. And I'm going to say this again at the end of this. He just went in with a simple word search engine because there's no way he could have read all of these because he's got such a lazy formulaic approach to it that I think what he just did is that he used a word search, and then when during the word search, he just found the ones that mentioned the word Jew or anti-Semitic or whatever, or concentration camp or whatever, and then he used those and he just simply cherry-picked, and he just picked 50 of them and he posted them up and hoped that nobody was gonna fact check, which of course I did. But now let's get into the bulk of it. And contrary to what you might think, once you get past the size of the post, it's actually very easy to do a takedown of this Reddit post. Dub-T-Dub, and I know at some point you're probably going to hear this, you know, like, it looks like you did a lot of research, but when you tear it down, it's pretty obvious that you didn't. I mean, again, I'm going to say this is the second time I said this. I think you just use a word search and then cherry pick, and you just hope. I mean, what did you think was going to happen when you did that? Like, did you think that, unfortunately, you got the attention of the wrong person. You got my attention. So, yeah, this is me tearing you a new asshole USJW shell. Okay, first of all, and this is the beauty of it, because he starts off with this one right away. He uses the MI Tech review article. I've already done a teardown of this particular video earlier this morning. It's got that article in of itself. Once you, it looks legit as well, like it's more legit than this Reddit post, obviously. But when you start poking holes in it and you start to actually look at the evidence and what was being said versus what I actually know about the Manosphere, it fell apart fairly quickly. There's no outright lies in it. And again, a cursory fact check of her sources makes it appear to be true. But once you actually start doing a deep dive, and by the way, I've had to do this before, CSIS.org, the Data and Society Report, I've had to do it with at least two other SJWs. You're not the first one I've had to do this with. The next thing he posts up is, again, he uses that example of the Coast Guard officer. When, again, I've said this before, and I want to say it again. The presence of one bad apple among several hundred thousand does not constitute everybody. It doesn't. You want me to get into details? I could get into pink pill feminism and how toxic that was, or some of the other stuff that I've seen on other sites over the years. But now, and this was the beauty of your lazy approach that you, which made it look like you did a lot of work but didn't. First of all of these, comments that you sourced are responses to threads. 74 days. That's how far back. That's the first one I could find that I can remember anyway, because there's a lot of detail to remember and far back. So you went through 74 days of comments. Bullshit. Not one of these comments are actual threads. Not one. That in of itself defeats me. So I mean, how can it be a place of rampant anti-Semitism and neo-Nazis when there's not one single anti-Semitic or neo-Nazi? And you couldn't find one? 74 days, you couldn't find one. You could only find random, you could basically only find 50 random comments in 74 days. And by the way, there's one post on here in particular that has a lot of them. Right, that's it. You couldn't find an actual thread starter that involved this. I mean, I could literally stop this video right here and say that your that your Reddit post is bullshit. But I mean, I'm gonna keep tearing you an asshole, FWW, because I think you're that type of a person. Let's just go through. When I started doing this and I started looking, that's when I started noticing the math, the numbers specifically. And I went all the way through to the end. All of, like, the, again, they're all comments, which means you would have had to read 74 days of comments on a thread with several hundred thousand people in it. And multiple threads. These 50 threads, by the way, had over 1,000 comments on them. And you could only find, what, 48? So, and, like, and most of them fall in one post. But yeah, let's just get into that. Let's just get into this one particular post. A third of all of WDW's reference material comes from one post, and it is by a guy named, his last name is Bernstein, where he openly tweets about killing white men. Now, I don't know about you, but that's going. If a Jewish man tweeting about killing white men is going to bring this kind of a crowd out. So yeah, no goddamn kidding, the anti-Semitic crowd came out in force for that one. I'm not excusing what these assholes have done, because trust me, I've had my run-ins with people on the alt-right and the far-right, and they are just as bad. And maybe even, yeah, they are just as bad as people like WDW are. They use slightly different techniques, but they're just as bad as the left at this point. But one third of all the comments written by a guy named Bernstein, I'm going to have to actually find those tweets, and I'm going to have to post that up just to show you what the tweet was, because it was pretty disgusting. And yeah, it was a disgusting tweet. Make sure you kill a white man on the way to work. That's what it said. Okay? He used that, and he used the link, and was so clueless about the responses that he doesn't seem to get that this is going to inspire a hostile reaction. Okay, let's just get into the math, because it really basically came down to the math, because it was all about the comments and not necessarily about the opening posts. All, again, of the over 1,000 responses on the threads that he picked in the Link City thread, only 0.2% of the actual posts on the threads, and you had to go check the threads, were actually directly anti-Semitic. That means that 99.8% worked, and that also translates out into 50, well, actually, no, not 50, probably 23 posts in total of how many possible threads on a subreddit with close to 300,000 people on it potentially. Like, that's a very, very low number. That fact all by itself pretty much crushes any narrative you may have of MGTOW being a haven for neo-Nazis. It looks pretty formidable when you put them all together. When you actually look and you take it apart and you look at it in terms of the whole scope and scale of the MGTOW subreddit and all of the posts and all of the comments specifically on those threads, it doesn't hold up. Continuing on here, and this is actually surprisingly a lot easier than I thought it would be. Again, the Berenstein post on at, like, yeah, WDW, man, how could you be so fucking clueless as to not understand that a Jewish guy making a post about killing white people is going to inspire hostility? All right, now let's get into some of the other stuff. Two of the links aren't even Reddit posts. Three of the remaining threads are not direct shots at the Jews. They're implied. You could also imply the other way. Let's just break this down. Sum up the numbers in their entirety. 0.2% of the posts on the threads that he selected, except for the Berenstein thread, which not surprisingly has quite a few, were anti-Semitic. And that is just on the threads that he featured. That is not considering all of the threads on the MGTOW subreddit in total. That's one. The math just doesn't. I mean, once you start breaking it down, the math just doesn't support it, right? I know. People like this hate math. If he does a response to this, he will, WDW will talk about me. He will talk about MGTOW. He will talk about anything, but he will not address the math. And neither will any of his stooges if he's got any. You absolutely have my word on that. I've been around. I've been in this game for a while. I know exactly how this is likely going to go down. Dealt with this crowd a number of times. WDW essentially, yeah, you just ran this through a word search, cherry picked some posts, put them up, made it look like there was a lot, and just hope that nobody was fact checking. I've seen the whole CSIS.org report done back in June used this technique, used this in terms of its data collection as well, where they kind of fudged the numbers a little bit to make things look worse than what they actually were. Data and Society also used this. I had another guy on Quora who tried to do this. My response to him is still sitting on my hard drive, by the way. I had another guy on Reddit recently try to do the same thing. Your whole premise, WTW, is that you're appealing to a stupid crowd that wants to stay stupid. Anybody that tries to use this outside of your own little circle, your data is going to get crushed, because I'm going to make sure that my post goes up, and it's going to go up in places where you can't take it down, no matter how hard you try. So yeah, it's been a day of gold for me in terms of making content and finding content. This is Naroki 5. Like, subscribe, and I will talk to you later.